This is Michael Easter. A quick note that if you're hearing this, you are not a member of 2%. Here's what that means. You'll be able to listen to the full episode of any of our podcasts that are published on Monday for free. Totally free. So enjoy. But you'll only get a preview of our episodes that are published on Wednesdays and Fridays. So if you want to become a member and get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes, please become a member at twopct.com. Thanks, and enjoy the episode. Welcome to 2% with Michael Easter. Today is Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. Another great day to be alive. And our episode today is a research-backed 12-minute workout. Let's get right into it. Okay, so most exercise studies are not that practical, and I have read many of them. I spent a career reading studies across the board, but a lot of exercise studies. Now, the problem is that most exercise studies are looking at really obscure protocols, or they're measuring things in a way that don't necessarily mean much to the average person. There's a lot of reasons why most exercise studies just don't apply to you and me. But every now and then, a study comes along that is awesomely practical. It shows big benefits from something that we can all fold into our lives immediately. And I recently came across one of these rare studies, and it has already changed how I approach my workouts, particularly on those inevitable days that I'm pressed for time and I can't get in a full workout, right? It's like you got the workout scheduled, everything is going great, and then that email comes in and it just derails your day with more work you have to do that you didn't expect you had to do. So then you got to figure out a way to fit something in. And this study found a good something to fit in. So researchers in the UK, they recruited a group of student athletes and they had them limit their gym training. So they played their sport, they did their practices, but when it came to the gym, they were like, we're going to really limit this because we got something we want to study. So what they had the students do, these student athletes, is they had them do just one exercise for 12 minutes total. That was the entire gym workout. One exercise conducted for 12 minutes. Here's the other thing. That 12 minutes, it included rest breaks. And these people, these student athletes, they did that just two times a week. So that is 24 total minutes in the gym per week. After 6 weeks, here is what happened. The athletes had improved their squat strength by 11%. They had improved their jump height by 15%. And they had improved their explosive strength by 19%. So those are wild, wild improvements for such little exercise, especially in a population who is already in the gym a lot. And those improvements, they actually matter to you and me. So all of the benefits that they found, the increased squat strength, the increased jump height, the increased explosive strength, they all carry over to a active life. They can make you better at sports ranging from golf to tennis to trail running to rucking, all those sorts of things. But they're also supremely relevant for living long and well. So for example, one study found that older people with more lower body power were less likely to die or be hospitalized over a 6-year period. Another study found that a stronger and more powerful lower body, it reduced the risk of death even in people who were overweight. So even if you were overweight, you were less likely to die so long as your legs were really powerful. So this is a phenomenon that the researchers, and I think this is very odd, don't get me wrong here, they called this the fat but powerful paradox. That is what they called it. Next, another study, we're just hammering them here because there was a lot here, a lot of good data on this. Another data set of nearly 2 million healthy people showed that the people with the strongest legs were 14% less likely to die. Bam. Good figures there. So, the workout. It is all killer. It is no filler. The exercise that these people did was kind of a surprising one. It was... If you want to continue listening to this episode, please become a member of 2% with Michael Easter. Go to twopct.com. Once you become a member, you'll get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes. Plus, you'll get the newsletter, which releases the most useful and practical health, performance, and mindset information online 3 times each week. Thanks.